I'm Ella.
And I'm Hannah.
And you're listening to
The Intersectional Yoginis Podcast.
Join us as we explore a variety of topics that impact us as women of color through a yogic lens.
Hope you don't mind irreverence and me cursing like a sailor.
Sprinkled in with a little satire and sass.
A little?
Well, we cover serious subjects that are important to us.
So if you're curious, keep listening.
Namaste.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
Welcome indeed. How are you guys? And you, everyone. You all.
You all. Y'all.
Y'all. How are y'all?
Hopefully good. Hopefully good. Today is Thursday.
Yeah. We record on a Thursday, so every time you hear us, for us, it's Thursday.
It's a fun Thursday. It's usually very fun.
Yeah. I get to teach at the beach.
Oh, yeah. I get to teach sometimes at the park. So what's up when Ellie's not on the lockdown?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what's up today? What are we talking about?
So, Mella, you introduced to me something that you were curious about.
Yeah. And it wasn't an object.
It's a concept.
It was a concept. Can you imagine, Hannah? I'm curious about this. Let me introduce it to you.
Okay. Let's check that out, Mella.
Yeah, so it was a concept that I've been seeing. I mean, because you talk about it sometimes when you're like, when you say things like you're vibrating high or like you're the frequency at which you are vibrating. But I didn't know that it was like a whole.
No.
Like step by step. Like a thing. Like there was like this chart.
Yes. And I didn't know there was this chart either.
Mm-hmm. Recently, I've never heard the 3D, 4D, 5D thing either.
Yeah.
But I think it was last month that an astrologist that I follow, she said that. Like, so you're in 4D or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what is? I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And very shortly, I encountered this.
Yeah. Yes.
So I was like, oh, that's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what we're talking about,
this is why we're talking about it.
We're going to let you know what we're talking about. Yeah, because we didn't know about it either. No. And now we're going to try to share something that...
that we kind of learned. Because
we kind of learned, yeah.
We both have never really been introduced to like the 3D, 4D, 5D in such a like chart formation.
Mm-hmm.
And Mella just explaining, she hasn't really even heard of these terms mm-hmm. in that kind of way. Now, when I have talked about or heard of like 3D, 4D, 5D, to me, 3D was always like the earth realm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's like three dimension, like the D is dimension.
Yeah.
Or dimensional. So then fourth dimension, fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. And as you're going up, you're ascending.
To enlightenment.
To enlightenment, to elevate your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this, and this was a cool chart that Mella showed me, because it's saying that a lot of the 3D realm carries more like heavy, or maybe some people would call it like negative energy or mm-hmm. feelings. And so like in this category.
Which are not negative.
Yeah, it's just not negative.
Anger doesn't have to be negative. Like you just feel it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So in the 3D realm, this chart, which I don't even know who made this chart, so.
I don't either.
It was just on the social media, right?
Yeah, someone was, I think they made an Instagram TV
video.
Okay. And they were going through it. And I just screenshot it, like the chart, because I was like,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the 3D has the feelings of shame, guilt, hopelessness, grief, judgment, fear, desire, anger, and pride.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically like it comes, the lowest is shame.
Yes.
And then it starts
kind of building.
Building
on
up.
Top. Uh-huh. So I would guess, and I don't know how to determine frequency of words or feelings,
mm-hmm.
but I would guess like shame has a lower frequency
mm-hmm.
than like the anger or the desire or
yes.
the fear.
Yeah.
Is how I'm reading it.
Yeah.
So those exactly are all right. kind of encompassing within the 3D realm.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it also just expresses more of how like in the earth realm, as humans, Like, we're going to be experiencing and encountering these feelings if we're participating in the earth realm. Because also 3D is very individualistic. And so also the ego sits in the 3D. So with that, then, moving up, transcending, if you will, into 4D is now the feelings of courage, neutrality, willingness, acceptance, and reason and logic. So to me, 4D is the area of growth. So this is kind of the area where we start to see like, okay, this is some stuff that I don't necessarily like in my life. Like I want to change some things. Like this is where I want to grow. This is where I, like you do your shadow work is what it's called. You know, so in shadow work, you're looking at those unconscious and subconscious things or driving force that is operating without you necessarily knowing it is. And so when you're doing shadow work, you're able to step back, see what's running or driving like the car, if you will, and then work to bring that into consciousness and your awareness. So then you can make different choices, change your habits, change your behavior, change your thoughts, feelings. So that's kind of how this level of 4D reads. And then moving up to 5D, transcending up there, is where you experience, it says, love, joy, freedom, and enlightenment. So really, like in 3D, you're very separate. In 4D, you're kind of playing and figuring out like, oh, but like we're connected, right? Like this can be a thing we share. We have all commonalities. Like we share, like in yoga, we share the light. We share love. We share our neighbors. So we share in community kind of thing. Like bringing awareness to these things. And I think once you get to 5D, you really just feel like, oh, there is no separation. Between us.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. And just like you talked about previously, the fractals and how everything is kind of like represented, this shape is represented in this and so forth. And really just coming into understanding that we are part of the trees. Like we are part of the ocean. We're not like one drop in the ocean.
Exactly.
Like we are the ocean kind of thing. Like we're all connected in that.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, let's take care of the planet as it is like a separate thing.
Right.
Or like we are the planet. Let's take care of us. Or the universe.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that part of this chart is really nice to show you how we can go up and down.
Exactly. Because we were talking about this episode never aired, but I think it was that episode that we recorded in between like the bonus and the first one. We had another one. The original episode one, and we were talking, I think, about enlightenment, but how you can fall from it. So it's not only getting there, but maintaining that. And it's natural to kind of like go back and forth, or to fluctuate. Yoga is supposed to maintain the fluctuations, not as extreme. But it's still a normal thing. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm enlightened, I made it, that's it.
I'll just
stop the work and I'll be enlightened forever.
Yeah.
We've seen actually like gurus or like famous spiritual guides that had fallen from enlightenment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or like found enlightenment, but then, I don't know, either abused it, lost it, whatever, fell down into like these desires, which is like 3D.
Yeah. So I feel like we can make like an exercise of like take a situation and go through each of the steps and kind of like give examples of how we'll be reacting to that with shame or with guilt and judgment.
Or
and
like, to like move up the scale.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have something what situation? In mind? I was thinking maybe like the pandemic. Because it's something that we've been dealing since like March, and I feel like we've been through like different phases or different ways to approach it. And I feel like for a while we've been like, okay, fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we've just been like floating, and I'm not a floaty person, let me tell you. Like, I'm not very like accepted or like, oh, whatever, I'm just gonna go with the flow. I'm not that type of person. I like having some sense of control. But I feel like with this pandemic, I'm like, there's no, like, I can't hold on to control. Like, there's really nothing I can do to change that. I can change my reality, but that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so many things have like happened since then. Like many things have like, are flowing ever since I got into that kind of like mindset.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what would be like approaching it with shame?
So, I mean, if you were operating in shame, let's see, with the pandemic.
Like it's March and you hear about it. And I feel like shame and guilt and judgment are very intertwined like because remember how it was like blaming China, blaming whose fault is it?
Yeah.
Who didn't say what they needed to say or who like dropped the ball? It was like countries blaming and shaming each other.
Yeah.
When it's like it was not like a particular event. This has been going like on like
for a while.
For a while.
And we just didn't know it.
And it's because of the fact that our interaction with animals is not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we get these viruses from them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that would be, I feel like, in between like shame and guilt and judgment, feeling probably like as a country, for example, I feel like Americans, I'm not American, but I feel like there's like this like nationalism or like patriotism that me as a Mexican, I don't feel that way. I'm not going to be like, no, Mexico is the best. Like, I'm never going to, we're not going to say that.
Yeah.
But there was this shame that, like, okay, you were made to believe that this was the best country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden is like number one in.
In all the cases.
In all the cases, exactly. So that, I feel like that would be taking that super like to heart or like personally.
Yeah.
That would be shame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then guilt and judgment would be like blaming.
Yeah, blaming others.
Blaming others. Pointing fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then we have?
So then the grief, of course, which.
Hopelessness first.
Oh, hopelessness. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's like kind of like being like, okay, whatever. Like we're all fucked. This is the apocalypse. Yeah. We're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to die. This is never going to end. This is the end of the world.
Yeah. And like, what do you do? Like, you're stuck. Like, feeling stuck and feeling like you said, like no control, trying to get control and just like, this is never, I'm never going to get a job. Like, all the things are going down. Like, this is all downhill. Yeah.
There was a day that I was like that, like totally like, after Alex, who used to be your roommate, when she told me like, I'm leaving. Like, I was going to work Coachella in April, and that was going to be basically, like, the money maker of the year. And that's postponed or canceled, so, like, I'm leaving. And then I was like, fuck, I'm going to need to, like, cover rent. What am I going to do? Like, I cried. Remember, like, that one day I cried, but the next day I was just, like, over it.
Yeah.
But my mindset was, like, I imagine the worst
possible
outcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that later made me realize, the next day, it made me realize, like, well, the worst possible outcome is not even that bad. Like, what's the, literally the worst thing I was imagining was, like, I'll have to go back to Mexico and, like, live with my parents. And
yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, that's not even, like, I'm not homeless.
Right.
I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I have options. Mm-hmm. Not everyone does. So I feel like that was my hopelessness. Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel any, like, any of these three? No, you're always in 4 or 5D.
No, sometimes I'm down there. I do float, but... No, I mean, bitch. I think that... there was definitely some, I would say, judgment for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I necessarily felt judgmental, but I felt like we're all being judged. You know what I mean? So I was just like, anywhere I go, any step I take, like, I'm literally not going to be able to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wear a mask, it's not right. I don't wear a mask, it's not right. Mm-hmm. I do this, I don't want to do this. Like, either way, I'm always losing. Mm-hmm. So I did have moments of that. I'm like, well, then, like, what? Because this, in Colorado, you guys are doing different things than in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And in Texas and Florida and, like, all the other places, I'm like,
never do what Florida does.
We don't even know.
Yeah.
I know. But yeah, I think a lot of the judgment was just coming from like, no one has the right answer. And so that kind of did steep into hopelessness because it's like, what is anyone even doing?
Mm-hmm.
How do we even approach this? And I have the luxury to sit back and think about those things because like people working in the hospitals, they don't have time to think about that shit. They're just like, we're dealing with this now.
Yeah, people in prison or people that are homeless, like, they were just not able to even assess.
No, not at all. So
and then it comes grief, that we actually discussed all the steps of grief. Yeah. That's a whole circle in itself. I mean, there's so much grief
in the pandemic.
Yeah.
There's loss of jobs, loss of lives, mm-hmm. people you love. There's a loss of what's normal.
Yeah.
There's a loss of, like,
certainty in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, you're never certain of anything, but that was even, like, more certain, uncertain. Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't plan anything. You're like, should
you
I
still
plan?
Still can't plan anything.
Barely. Yeah, you still can't. But now I feel like we're more, like, at least I feel more, like, acclimated.
Yes.
In a way.
Yeah.
But yeah, grief was like, yeah, you're mourning so everything that you're losing. People, all the way from like people actually dying to, or you getting sick and losing your health, mm-hmm. or
like physical connection.
Exactly.
Seeing
physical
people
connection.
Physically.
Or just lifestyle.
Yeah, things. Complete lifestyle. Yeah.
But also your job, your house. There's people that had to let go of their places.
So many people had to move home.
Mm-hmm.
Like a loss
of independence,
of freedom, uh-huh. yeah.
Yeah.
And all that. I mean, even now, like, thinking we have 10 p.m. curfew.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this whole state has a 10 p.m. curfew mm-hmm. for 3 weeks? Like, what?
Yeah, it sounds like, yeah.
It's like, how do you put a whole state under 10 p.m. curfew? But, you know, so it's a loss of, like, wow, like, I can't even do things after 10 p.m.
Exactly.
Like, businesses can't be open.
Mm-hmm. My business can be open, and that's, like, how I make money.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of grief there.
Fear.
And then fear,
next.
Of course, going along with that grief.
The uncertainty.
Just, like, complete uncertainty. Complete lack of control. The virus is changing. Mm-hmm. It's continually spreading. We cannot see it until, like, what, 14 days after? Like, mm-hmm. you know? So, there's a lot of fear of, like, and then what?
And even fear of, like, people? Yeah, fear of people, because that's how you get it. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, there's many ways, but, like, the more, like, the most effective way, it's, like, literally exchanging fluids with a person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So fear of people, it started being a thing. Like, I remember during the first weekend, it was, like, I was, like, so paranoid about everyone. I'm, like, they have it. Maybe they have it.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, like, having to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And be, like, okay.
Super paranoid.
Am I going to catch something? And luckily, like, I don't live or have anyone around me really that, like, if they got sick, like, they have, like, a, what is it? Like, a precondition or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it called? I don't know. They're high risk.
I'll think.
I don't have anyone that's really high risk around me.
Yeah.
But if you do, like, if you're living with parents or grandparents or you're pregnant or whatever, or you have asthma or any lung issue or heart issue, it's like, you're now in high risk.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes the fear even more grandiose, because it's like,
yeah, I love that word. Grandiose. Grandioso.
Grandioso.
yeah.
So fear.
Mm-hmm.
Desire.
Desire is like, I wish things were different. I wish this mm-hmm. would stop. Mm-hmm. Will it stop next month?
Mm-hmm.
I wish that by the summer,
this will go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. So you start fantasizing.
Year.
Yeah. You start fantasizing on, like, yeah, as soon as it ends, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be by October or, like, mm-hmm. by June or mm-hmm. by this or by that. Because people were very in denial about how long it's going to last. People were like, oh, yeah, Coachella is postponed to October. So we're just switching. I was like, no, guys, 2020 is canceled and probably more beyond.
Probably it's like 3 years we're going to have to be doing this.
And then this is not the last pandemic. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
This is not like, okay, we're done with this one, and then we move on, because we haven't stopped doing the things that caused this in the first place.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, so that desire to just return back to mm-hmm. to normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what's next?
Anger.
Mm-hmm. Which is part of the grief process, too.
Yeah.
But here it's just like, fuck! Why isn't it? Why does this happen?
Mm-hmm. Why is this? Yeah. And just anger with, like, even people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
not angry at people.
Angry at people. Angry around people. Like, you're not on your dot standing in line. You're not 6 feet away. Like, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like people are like, you're not wearing a mask, or you're wearing a mask.
Yeah. The whole toilet paper thing.
Oh, fuck.
Everyone went to buy all the toilet paper and there's no toilet paper because they're hoarding it all.
That was so dumb. I hope that people learn something about that because there was toilet paper for everyone. The toilet paper production was the same.
That was the weirdest.
That was a weird thing. This fucking thing that people, like, there was like one person that started this fucking idea and then everyone
and
followed.
That frequency, right? That just like yes. that energy and then yeah. like that very skittish, concerned, mm-hmm. scared. Then it like, then that like jumps and spreads and then it's like,
yes.
Oh, I have to be like that too. Yes. I have to get this. Like they're getting all the things. I should do it too.
I remember the first weekend that the toilet paper started becoming a thing. I was teaching in Santa Monica and the mom told me and I was like, what? That there's no toilet? Like, what do you mean? I couldn't like believe it. I thought it was just like, oh, it's just for like a week here in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. It spread to the whole country. And like the week later, it was also Mexico because Mexico always does the same. Like the U.S. does something and there we go. I'm like, oh, fuck. Can you like copy the good things?
Yeah. Come on.
Can we stop doing this?
Wow. Yeah, that was insane. Like literally going in and you cannot have a one limit. Of any paper product, one limit of any cleaning product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I think that goes into more fear, but still, like, the anger then coming up of, like, you know, people were
the
trying
anger
to come at
being afraid.
Well, yeah. 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 Because that's the secondary emotion
yes.
over the primary emotion of fear.
Yeah.
So anger will rise. And especially if you feel like your rights are being taken away or whatever, or like,
mm-hmm.
you know, when people were saying, I'm not going to wear a mask, but I want to come in here. Like, it's my right. And then these people who are just average mm-hmm. workers are like,
yeah, essential
please don't,
workers.
Please,
yeah.
please wear your mask. And they're getting angry and like in their face, like, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm like, what?
There was this quote I read from a tweet or something that it was like, I don't know if it was like at the grocery store, I believe, but there was someone without a mask. And then the clerk was like, can you please wear a mask? And then the person goes, why? There's no one here. How stupid is that? Who do you think you're talking to, fucker? And you cannot say
it's
motherfucker
like,
when you're on the
clock. You? Yeah, right. I don't know. That's hard to deal with because
yeah,
it's like we're all in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Exactly. Then the next one is
pride.
Pride. So that's a little bit brighter, but it's still very attached to the ego.
Yeah.
Right? So I feel like one of the pride could be like, I actually know it. I know how to do this. I'm wearing a mask and I'm washing my hands and I blah, blah, blah. And I'm the one who's doing it the best.
Yeah. I'm not going to get
sick. And I'm not going to get sick. Exactly.
I think I had some pride. I was like, I'm not going to get sick.
Yeah.
Which I still feel that
way. We haven't. don't jinx it.
No, but I think that pride does come into play because there's a little bit of an essence of like, yes, I'm healthy. Yes, I'm doing what I can do to take care of myself. I try to operate in the highest level that I can be.
Mm-hmm.
I try to eat right, exercise,
mm-hmm. yeah,
take my vitamins.
Yeah, yeah. Because you start thinking, I've been doing all of these things for the longest time. Like mm-hmm. eating my veggies, eating my fruits, being vegan, cooking my own meals,
yeah.
buying organic from the farmer's market. Like all of these things. Drinking water.
Yeah.
Getting all my vitamins, exercising frequently, meditating, and that's where pride can
sneak in.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And be like, you feel like, oh, super confident, like,
yeah.
you feel immune, and then, meh. And then Miss Rona attacks.
Miss Rona.
No. Coronavirus.
yes. Yes, but I think too it shows like how much the virus doesn't discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
Because any and like all these people are getting it.
Yeah.
Like
I
you
mean,
see
yes,
all the celebrities.
Like, anyone can get it, but the outcome can be very different for someone.
For different
who
people.
Doesn't have the resources.
Absolutely. But yeah, I think there was a thing, I guess where I see pride coming in was like some people felt like, oh yeah,
I'm
not gonna get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's also that's the thing, like if you get it, okay.
Mm-hmm. There's people that were proud to get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's like, okay, what an interesting
Stupid.
Thing here.
It's an interesting choice. Choice of feelings.
Interesting feeling coming through. And again, not that any of these feelings are bad. I mean, obviously they're coming through. Like, yes, I've had pride come through for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I get tested and it's negative. I'm like, see?
Mm-hmm. You know? Told ya.
That's right. I don't have it.
Yeah.
Which, and then I'm like parading it around like.
And then you get it.
Dude, for real, don't you be doing that. But if it happens, I mean, what?
Exactly. You know,
that's also like, I have to get out of that mindset of, because I know it's not going to kill me.
I hear pride.
See how it sneaks in?
For real.
But I think just as easy, like it just comes in.
Yeah. And then we cross that 40. Threshold.
Yes.
Into 4D. So after pride, we can turn pride into courage. Yes.
Courage.
Like, okay. I feel like that would be kind of like determination on that. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to buy. Remember when Ginger went like completely.
Oh, out you of never stock?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm yes. like, I've been consuming ginger and like.
Juicing it.
Drinking. Yeah. Drinking mm-hmm. ginger tea and juicing ginger and adding it to the food for years. Mm-hmm. And now that there's a pandemic, I cannot get my fucking ginger because now everyone wants ginger.
Good though.
Yeah. Which exactly the reframing would be like, good, now everyone's taking care of themselves. Now they know that ginger will help them.
Will help, yeah, the immune system.
But it could also be like anger or fear that they're taking my ginger.
Right. Yeah. And that's how you can just elevate it to 4D. Like you can see.
Exactly. Elevate it to courage to mm-hmm. be like, oh, okay.
I can do this.
Let's do this together.
The things, like let's try it out. Let's do the things. Mm-hmm. Let's be healthy. Let's mm-hmm. whatever, take the steps.
But at the same time, I feel like you're still kind of like trying. You're actively trying. There's an effort.
Yes, an efforting for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's next?
And then neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably would just be like, okay, this is what's happening.
It's not good. It's not bad. It's what needs to happen. I'm just going to take it as it goes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happening, but no one else does. So we're all here.
Mm-hmm. Very, very present moment, because that's all you can be. Just like, okay, this is what it is right now, because I don't know anything about the future. I could spend time in the past, but no point, because it's changing mm-hmm. and evolving. So it's like, okay, neutral space, balanced, just right here, which is a practice.
Exactly. And again, you can fall down from neutrality. Like the next day, you're in shame again if you
mm-hmm.
if you sleep.
Pride is always sneaking in.
It's usually pride is the way to the sun.
Yeah.
What's after? Well, what's above neutrality?
Willingness.
Mm-hmm. What is that in this context?
I would say it's a willingness to probably. Like stay research.
Stay up there willing.
You know what I mean? But just willing to be aware of what's going on and do the best thing for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like a willingness to try, a willingness to
be like, flexible.
Like stay out of these, not necessarily stay, right? You have these emotions that are in 3D mm-hmm. show up. But the willingness is to be like, okay, I see that and I'm going to rise above that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose different thoughts. I'm going to look at things a different way.
Mm-hmm.
A willingness to like pardon people, give people grace. If you mm-hmm. see people who are angry, if you see people who are scared, if you see all these things going on, having a willingness to just step back and be like, okay, like that's just you. Not taking it personally, just willing to be witness to what is, you know? Because whereas neutrality is just kind of being neutral, not really,
not here or there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. But I feel willingness is that next step to be like, okay, I'm willing to be witness to this. I'm willing to understand that, yes.
Because there's more awareness there.
Yeah, I feel, yeah.
And then acceptance. That's where, when I got to acceptance, I quickly ascended to, I feel like there was a week where I ascended all the way. I was like love, joy, And I don't know if I touched on freedom, but I felt enlightened. I know that I was probably not, but I was feeling pretty high vibrations there.
But even still, so with acceptance, like that's the last part of the grief process. So like when you've gone through the grieving process and you come to the end of acceptance, like you're in 4D. Even if you started in 3. You know?
That's the process.
But yeah, just accepting what is. Like, okay. Yes, I don't have control right now, and I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, which is actually the threshold to get to the 5D is trust. So we're getting closer to that trust. Okay, so after acceptance, reason.
Reason and logic.
And logic.
Which I'm curious about this because I would not put reason and logic above acceptance, personally.
I feel like, to me, reason and logic can look like overthinking. In my particular case.
Agreed. Which is why this is interesting.
Yeah. To me, it's more like, yeah, it's that trust. It's like letting go. It's just surrender.
Yeah. Surrendering into.
Yeah.
Whatever you're trusting or believing or higher power.
Yeah, trusting that you're going to be okay. Or that whatever happens is what needs to happen and that you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so scratch the reason and logic. We don't endorse that.
I feel like reason and logic should be right above neutrality because you're neutral and then you use reason and logic to find a willingness toward acceptance. Like that's how I see it personally.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't create this, so. Yeah. But if I did, I would have switched it around a little.
No, you can make your own. I mean, right after this, you can do it and like copyright it and everything.
Yeah,
hey. Trademark it.
Hey, lady, all I know is your hand, so copyright your hand.
So after that, we move through trust to the 5D, which is the last story or floor.
Well, not the last, but just...
I mean, here in this chart.
In this chart, yeah.
Because
there's like other up to 12D. Like, there's a lot of Ds.
Yeah, in this
there's
in this
plenty
one.
Of Ds. But yeah.
There's plenty
in our,
of Ds.
In our topic. I obviously don't have any, but, you know. You know me.
You know me. No D.
I supplement that shit. Anyway, 5D. So the first level of 5D is love. Unconditional love. So. As we dote. This is Lotus Mudra. If you didn't know. And if you can't see us, check out the YouTube.
Check the YouTube.
Find us.
This is
a great
favorite
mudra.
Favorite mudra.
It's the funnest.
Ding. Yeah. So love. Because you've heard, I mean, I'm sure... that when someone's in love, it's like, you're glowing or like, you're vibrating high or like things like that. And it's exactly that.
Yeah. The frequency of love, especially unconditional love, is just so elevated. Like literally, okay, when I'm talking about frequency, it's the atoms and the particles, like how fast or slow they're moving. Like literally the frequency of love is a faster and higher frequency than fear. So that's what I mean when I say frequency. But yeah, so it's like literally glowing, you're lighter, you're brighter. Lighter as in light shade and lighter as in maybe feeling uplifted or weightless. And just, yeah, like I feel like love is like the entryway into now all the rest of the feelings of 5D. Yeah, I mean, literally just through the pandemic, like, again, like witnessing those people or seeing those people who are going through loss, who are suffering, who are angry, who are fearful, and just having, and maybe even gratitude. I don't know if they don't have gratitude on here, but I would put gratitude on there too. It's like gratitude for where you are right now and like sending that person love. You know, if you see people arguing, you see like someone cuts you off, like on the highway or whatever. It's just like, okay, with love, not responding back or reacting back with, hey, road rage.
Or giving back whatever you got. Like,
yeah.
But like flipping it and reversing it.
Yes, reframe.
Okay. So yeah, that's love. And then above love is?
Joy. So I feel like joy is like the embodiment of love almost.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just like the action, like taking love in action is how I see it.
And there certainly needs to be like a reframe or like a switch of mindset to start finding joy in everything. I remember Rebecca was like, in yoga, was like, find the joy in that stretch or in that, like, when you're like doing a pose and you're like, I can hold it.
Yeah.
And Rebecca was like, find the joy in in basically like the pain.
Yeah. It's like, where's the joy here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, well, I have a body. I'm alive. I'm moving it. I can afford a yoga studio. I'm able.
I'm
yeah.
Healthy. I'm strong.
I'm receiving the gift of yoga. I'm mm-hmm. like, there's so many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even just like, turn the corners of the mouth up.
Ugh, do not tell me to smile. Yeah,
do not. Do not.
Like,
oh,
ding, ding, ding. Yes. And then?
Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess in the
pandemic. I was going to sing, but I can't.
Good catch. We caught us singing a couple episodes ago. And
we're not supposed
to. Don't catch
to.
Us. Don't tell anyone. Because
Yeah.
I don't think we're supposed to. No. But good catch.
Think.
But the freedom within the pandemic could be, you know, seeing how everything has changed and noticing like, okay, what are you going to do now? And maybe being able to spot or see the possibilities of the new normal, you know, the freedom of like, okay.
Working from home used to be something that I've been wanting for a long time, to be able to just do my classes online mm-hmm. or do more, or the online be the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, nice. I mean, yeah. I can go anywhere, but nice. No, but it's nice.
But it's a good practice.
Yeah.
And now, like,
the fact
you know.
That I'm not commuting, that's, like, a huge thing. I don't need to be anywhere else in the world. It's just I'm not commuting as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And that has various repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for, like, me physically having to sit for, like, 2 hours a day, mm-hmm, but also, like, saving gas and saving carbon emissions and mm-hmm. not contributing to traffic for other people or essential workers to move freely or,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, the list is endless.
The list goes on.
Or teach on your pajama bottoms and.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah. Wake up 10 minutes before a class and.
There you are. Right here. Hey, you know me.
Yeah, that's Hannah.
They know.
Yeah, I would still wake up. I still wake up at 6 and. I can stay in bed, but I'm awake.
Look at that freedom.
Yeah. And I don't have to shower until when? Tomorrow, maybe.
When you want. Because
freedom.
They can't smell you online.
Exactly.
That's freedom.
Exactly.
No, but I think, too, like, it's also opened up a lot of doors for people to try new things online.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And, like, especially, like, businesses getting creative with moving things online and seeing how that can flourish. Or try different avenues or get to, like, literally with counseling, there's so much freedom
mm-hmm.
that has opened up because so many people need mental health help. And the fact that now telehealth is available, there's so many more people receiving mental health therapy.
And it's always been available. Exactly. We were on that other, like, thinking, like, no, it's a new thing. I don't want
to
try
it. Like,
it
has
probably,
to be
it's different.
Person.
I don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And same with the classes.
Yeah.
I was already doing online classes with certain students that were, like, that were finding the value of that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until it was, like, you can't leave until you were, like, okay, if it's the only way, I'll try it. And now it's just, like, the normal way of doing it for us.
It's, like, really getting people to try different things.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if you've seen at the park, like, so many different, like, mom groups coming together with their kids, like, at the park. Like, so many people at the park.
Yeah. You know? Remember those first months that it was like, why is everyone hiking my trails? Like, this wouldn't happen until, like, the summer when it was, like, all of the tourists
mm-hmm.
On the same weekend trying to climb to Wisdom Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and then... That kind of, like, faded. But, yeah, everyone was, like, trying to go to the park. I'm like, I've never seen that many people in the park except for when they're telling
when it's
us.
It's like tourist time.
Yeah. When they're or, like, yeah. You can go out.
Yeah, exactly.
But in reality, it was not going out. It was just not interacting closely.
Yeah.
With people.
Yeah. But yeah, I think people like just started doing like so many more things, like having lunch at the park or doing this, like instead of in the living room, right? You want to get out of the house. So like, let's do it at the park. Like, let's do tummy time at the park. Let's do whatever. And the whole Zoom, all of the FaceTime stuff, like learning that you can do meetings on the technology.
That not only can only be an email, but if you do a meeting, it can be online.
That's a game changer. So I really think that, and also it's shown businesses that people can work effectively at home.
Yes.
And so now you don't necessarily, well, not now, I would guess that if you have to have a sick day or you need to stay home, you can still maybe manage whatever work needs to be done.
Definitely. Because, or part of it. Or part obviously, of it, if you're like dying, yeah. I mean, if you're like, yeah, fever, if you're in the hospital or something, no.
Yeah.
But if you're just maybe, let's say you have a cold or you have a runny nose or.
Yeah, or like something precautionary. Or like, I just want a day at home.
Yeah.
Why can't we just normalize that?
Yeah. I just want to stay home today.
Yeah. I'll do my work.
I'll do my work.
Because I know I can.
Yeah.
We have Zoom. Like.
Yeah, one of my clients completely let go of her office space. Mm-hmm. Because she's like, we're just all working from home, and I can just invest that money in other things.
So many.
I don't need to be paying rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Commercial rent on top of it. It's like, and West Hollywood. Yeah. Like, so expensive.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last one, dun dun dun
da da da. Love, joy, freedom, and then
enlightenment.
What is enlightenment?
Dude, there are 8 levels of enlightenment within the yogic text. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know all of them, so I shouldn't have said that too much in detail. But enlightenment, I feel, is just basically being in such a state of love, appreciation, gratitude, bliss.
Peace.
Like, just so many things that it's like, whatever is happening, you're just taking it in and you literally transmute the energy. Nothing is going to really hurt your feelings. Nothing.
You're unbothered.
Yeah. And it's not like you don't care, but it's just like, I have love and grace for you. We are connected. Like talking about the 5D, like connected with the earth, connected with everything. Mm-hmm. It's just recognizing like we are one. I'm connecting with myself. I'm connecting with everyone and everything. Just bliss. Just
yeah, because I feel bliss. Like, I don't know, one of the biggest fears could be like, I'm going to die or someone's going to die.
Yeah.
But when you're enlightened, you know, because you know, but you don't really know, like you don't embody that, that it's like, we don't really die. We just, you know, just the energy transforms and we can transcend or whatever. Enlightenment is just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever happens.
Whatever
It's all
happens.
The same. We're all the same.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just an awareness of like, yeah, this is my time on earth. And when I'm ready to go,
peace
I'm out.
Out, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, okay, I'm going to enjoy this. Because what else is there to do except have fun? Nothing. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Because this is just earth. Like, you've already been energy, spirit, going on the all the D's.
Mm-hmm. All the D's, literally. All the D's.
Yep.
You've already been on all the D's, so now you can just chill.
Chilling.
So I've been chilling.
So yeah, I mean, I'm sure enlightenment has been, you know, for some people, like they've been just bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's like a fragment of a second. You're like, ah, and then, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes it's at the end of
Can
the
you
yoga.
Say that again?
Oh.
I wish we could make that the title of this episode.
Yeah, how do I spell that? And make it with sound effects. We might figure it out.
Okay, so that would be the last step. And you can skip, because one of the things that this girl was explaining, the girl the video I watched, that you can jump. I mean, probably it's not easy to jump from shame to enlightenment. but you can like skip a few steps. Mm-hmm. And you can also fall from enlightenment directly to shame. Mm-hmm. And you can just go up and down or be kind of like in 4D or...
Yeah.
There's no...
It's like, not like a ladder.
Right order. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what we've been trying to learn.
By this, I mean... And become aware of.
Yeah.
More or less.
Mm-hmm. Because there's also this, like, how do you say? Line, current, or whatever. The you create your reality type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
That can be misinterpreted into... I mean, it's easy to say, oh, if you're homeless and sick and disabled is your reality. You can change it if you want to. You know, like, the world does not work like that, obviously.
Yeah.
We don't People have the like, same resources. Exactly.
What?
So sometimes, like, I feel like these terms are thrown around without that in mind, that not for everyone. Not everyone has the resources to take a step back and be like, oh, yeah, let me reflect on... my reality inside and ascend to enlightenment. Mm-hmm. Obviously not, but it's a good tool if you have the resources.
Yeah.
And if you make a change, you can spread that change and maybe help others change.
Yeah, exactly. Just by modeling it. Mm-hmm. Just by doing it within yourself. If you operate at a higher frequency, people will be drawn to that. And then... they can see you do it and kind of follow along. So, here
like
we are.
Like a Care Bear.
Yeah.
Everyone will want to hug you.
Except don't hug because 6 feet. Social distance, yo. Air hug.
I don't know her. Yeah, air hug everyone.
Or the emoji. Oh, it's somewhere like this.
Yeah, it's like,
I don't have elbows. All right. Well, that was a good little 3D, 45D trip.
That was a good little trip through the Ds.
Astral travel, baby.
Okay. What else? So, how's everything going? Because you were in midterms last week.
Oh, yeah. I was tired last week.
Yeah, as you can remember, Hannah is back in grad school and she's been at it.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
Yeah.
Learning is awesome, actually. But learning in a specific way when you're told to do it a certain way, that can be challenging.
Especially if you have other, like, your life going on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sometimes I get down into 3D with that. Mm. For sure. But it's okay.
That's good. It's good. It's almost like, see, like yeah, now it's almost like finals.
Mm-hmm. I have to do that soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yep.
But it'll be over soon.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
What else? Anything you want to add?
No.
You got all your D's out.
I think all the D's.
All the D's are out.
All the D's are out. Unless you want to give them, send them in. Be my guest.
Enjoy. Okay, yogis and yoginis. We hope you like this little, I mean, us sharing what we're learning.
Yeah, and, curious about.
Yeah, and if you have more ideas or, like, examples.
Yeah.
Or applications, please let us know. We're always curious and want to learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
And stay safe.
Stay safe, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Cling. Cling. Cling.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Intersectional Yoginis podcast.
If you liked this episode, please rate and share. If you didn't like it,
please don't go rating.
You can find us on Instagram at
the Intersectional Yoginis.
Namaste.
Namaste.